Easy Ticket Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. How you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better, man. Could not be better. The NBA, it's funny because it's interesting. There's lots of movement happening. And you sent a note to me, and you were talking about it in your note. What do you think would be interesting to the listeners nationally? You mentioned former Chicago Bulls Ben Gordon and also the Milwaukee Bucks. Big move for them as they end up in a deal with the Pistons. I think that's big for Detroit, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Detroit, you know, they got in the playoffs this last year, and I think with a little bit more help, they would have moved a little bit faster, a little bit further up the ranks. They've been an awesome team, you know, over the years. They're always, you know, strong, but I think this is going to make them even stronger and some contenders here in the next few years.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So you have Ben Gordon and you have Charlie Villanueva, too. Also, they're the two players for the Pistons. What about the Dallas Mavericks, as one of our affiliates is KVCE in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Well, Mark Cuban, he took off in his private jet and went up to visit with Jason Kidd. He's trying to reel him in. I hear they're close to a three-year deal with him to you know, be a permanent fixture here rather than just 1 year. But, you know, Kidd, he's got a with the Knicks there for a few years. He's, the Knicks are trying to bring him in. But I think they're a little bit limited right now with the salary cap because, you know, what I hear, they're going to try to get LeBron James when he goes to be a free agent here in a few years.
Yeah, good luck with that. There's going to be a big tug of war for LeBron James. Will he leave his hometown of Cleveland? And the Knicks have been salivating for a very long time about LeBron. Hey, in the NFL, of course, there's no question football rules in this country. Training camps actually start because here we are in the very beginning of July, and that's what that signifies. So we'll be getting closer and closer to football. And I lived in Vegas for a short while and did a syndicated sports show. And why that would be interesting to the listeners is just that what would happen is people, even if they didn't know football, you'd have all these people coming from Iowa, Illinois, Connecticut, Florida, all over the place. And they would plunk down a couple of bucks on future bets for whatever their favorite team was because the preseason odds come out as they're like 50-1 or 100-1 or, you know, the layup ones that are, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, 2-1 or whatever it might be. So that's always a very, very fun time. And I know you like this part of the season, too, because it's about speculating and you're a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I think Cowboys, I think they're going to go further this year than people expect them to. But if I were in Vegas and plopping down some money right now, I'd say it's going to be Pittsburgh and the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with you. That would be it would be fair to wager, I think, on those two teams, absolutely for sure. In baseball, it's starting to heat up, and that makes sense because, you know, when you talk about having the All-Star break and then you're on the flip side of it and you get closer and closer to the Fall Classic, I mean, you see the same teams are there, like the Dodgers. We've been talking about the Dodgers all season long, and it's still the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Yeah, they beat the Rockies tonight 1-0. But the Dodgers, you know, they've got a record of 50-29, which is the best in all of baseball. They're in a weak division, but they're the strongest ones. You know, they've got to play everybody, you know, sometime in the season. So I know they came in here and whooped up on the Rangers. As a matter of fact, the Rangers, they got knocked out of their division lead here recently. But the Rangers took a series against the Angels. The Angels were in Texas. They had a tug of war tonight in the eighth and ninth inning. The Angels, they came back and they hit a three run Juan Rivera. Mm-hmm. He got a two out three run homer in the top of the ninth. But Hank Blaylock, he came back and hit a two out.
I saw that
two run homer in the to win it. So. So the Rangers ended up taking two out of three from the Angels, and they're a half a game back behind the Angels right now.
Now, all I know is, Mike, I was watching my Phillies. They got slammed by the Braves 11-1. It was like one of those games where you say, ah, okay, the Braves have this one. It's not even a close contest. Forget about it. But it's getting exciting this season. Hey, we're almost out of time. How about concert tickets-wise? Because, of course, everybody can go to easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com, and you've got 80,000 events nationwide, and, of course, concerts, too. Anything new on the concert horizon?
Well, there's a lot of country western singers out on concert, and they seem to go out in the summertime. I know Taylor Swift, she's got a big tour going right now, and she's a big country western, got a ton of fans for her. Toby Keith, he's out on tour. Brad Paisley's out. The Jonas Brothers, they started their tour here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the new Cowboy Stadium, but they're on tour right now. Clapton, he was in here a couple weeks ago, but him and Stevie Winwood are out on the West Coast right now. But Pink, she's going on tour this fall. She's coming here to Dallas, going down to Houston, but going all over the country. So there's a whole lot of, no matter what you're looking for, there's probably somebody to sing it, and we've got tickets for all that.
Yeah, tickets all over the country because, again, and this is a nationwide show, so if you're listening and you're listening to us in Connecticut, you can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you have a good evening, Kate.
All right, you too. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what's the latest.